It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Well, good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday evening to all across the Delaware Valley. It's Cuz's Corner Live from the fabulous Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Street Row Ben Salem, as we are here at the entrance to the Sportsbook. And don't forget, if you can't get here, don't worry about it. This weekend, all customers get a 25% profit boost to use on the Birds game when they host Baltimore at home. All customers, that's right, you get a 25% profit boost on the game. Download this app. Go to pa.parkscasino.com. It's Parks Casino. That's right, bet the home team. Got to be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, later on, we will go through all of the card. Brad Feinberg will join us, and we'll go over everything with Sunday, even the college games on Saturday, the great doubleheader that is Monday night. It's weird because it's Thursday night and there's no game. And I kind of like, now I'm happy there's baseball, but there's no football game. And I got to tell you, I got used to it. I was talking about this to start the show this morning when I said that, you know, I miss the games, man. Like, I watch every game like it's the last one. And you get worried about the future with all the every story that you read that comes over your timeline when it comes to the COVID crisis and everything. So all I want to do is watch football and treasure it because it can evaporate at any moment. But we'll talk about what your gut says about the Birds. And it's interesting because I hear a lot of people feel like the Eagles have a chance on Sunday against Baltimore. There's been the, hey, what about the letdown factor, the trap game factor? Baltimore has a bye after this game, and then you come off the bye and you face Pittsburgh. So there's that notion of, well, maybe they're looking forward to the bye, getting a break, and then they go home. See, here's the one problem with that thought, is that I don't think Harbaugh is tough, and he learned from Andy. Andy used to do this all the time. Andy was great in the last game before a bye, where he would dangle the bye a lot of times as a, you get a certain amount of off days with the bye week. You know, he's got a way of being able to motivate guys. I think if the Eagles win Sunday, it's because Carson played really well, and they jumped out to a lead, right? One of the things, I heard Mike talking about this, and he's right on with the stats, is that Lamar Jackson is not at his best when he's coming from behind. The kid is incredible, right? I mean, you know, obviously. But one of the things that they struggle with, and you saw that against Kansas City, if you watch the Ravens-Chiefs game, you saw him struggle. And it really kind of snowballed on them because they can't come back. Now, the only difference the way Kansas City played them when they beat them like that, remember the whole world was on Baltimore that night, and the way they beat them was they blitzed them. And I remember talking to Steve Spagnuolo, you know, Spags, before the game, and we were talking about, and, you know, he's a pressure guy, as you know. And he designed a lot of pressures, and he went after them, especially when they got to the lead. See, they felt comfortable in blitzing Lamar Jackson, knowing that they're able to score. And that's the issue, right? If you have that kind of offense, that kind of firepower, well, you know, you could take some chances on defense. But I think Jim Schwartz has to be able to pressure Lamar Jackson. You got to be able to pressure him. And you gotta jump out. You gotta get a lead, and it's going to be on Doug to get a lead early. And early has not been his forte when it comes to, and we saw it Last 2 weeks, three and outs to start the game. You had the opening game against Washington where they scored in the first two drives. They looked great. And then since then, the script hasn't worked. So he's got to come up with a winning script. And you got to get points early. You got to be able to put any kind of, because you can't fall behind them. And then you know how it is with that team. They got a really good defense. And you know there's going to be turnovers. And it's the biggest worry you got, because Carson has to protect the ball. And he's going to want to try to do things to make some plays. And so you can't be trying to play from behind against that team, because that's got disaster written all over. So, you know, it's going to be incumbent. You got to stick with the run game. I know it sounds cliche, but you got to be able to run the ball. You saw it with Sanders. He has the big run early, and then he kind of goes away from him. So, you know, I think this is a Doug kind of script strategy game. I think it's a big coaching game for Doug and for Schwartz. You got to be able to, you know, get. I think you got to get. And I was listening to Hembo on with Mike, and he brought up the point about Ertz and how Ertz doesn't go down the field, something I've been talking about for a long time. And he's got to be able to get Ertz down the field, because that's how you exploit the Ravens' weakness against the tight end. And he should be able to do that, right? Ertz, I still don't understand why Ertz isn't more of a vertical threat. He's an athletic guy. He can catch the ball. He got good hands. He should be more of a vertical threat. I think you need to deploy him that way on Sunday. And enough of these shallow crossers, he's got to go down the field. And I think you got to get as many matchups like that as possible. That includes Sanders on a wheel. So I think it's going to be a big coaching game. First with Doug, and then on defense with Schwartz, and trying to stop that beast. Look, Lamar Jackson's a ghost, right? He's really difficult to stop. But, again, you're home. It's as much as a must win. Obviously, the Ravens have the bye, so you hope that, you know, there is a little bit of a letdown. And let's see. Because as much as I still think the Eagles would win the division, it's, you know, eminently more difficult when you're sitting there at 1-4-1. No matter if you get the Giants coming up. And we'll have the Giants coming up on a short week. But, you know, you win? All right. Well, now you feel good. Now you're 2-3-1. You got the Giants. And now you're looking at 500 going into Cowboys at 3-3-1. All right. Playing for the division. That's a big deal. So I like that piece of it. I got to ask my main man, Tyler. Tyler, producing the program, always on Cousins Corner. You catch it with Devon. Ty, how you feel about the game?
Vibes on it? No, I don't. And the reason I don't feel like I have a great feeling about it is there is nothing that has shown me in the last couple of weeks that match up well for the Eagles with Lamar Jackson, with Mark Andrews, with that running game. I think it's just a linebacker / safety mismatch. You could almost probably call it a nightmare, quite honestly. You know, everything you say about the trap game and them looking forward to the bye and everything could very well be true. But when I look at it on paper, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get you. There's, you know, not a lot to feel good about going up against that behemoth. I think the biggest thing is going to be getting some sort of lead. Like, that's a prerequisite to get a lead. Because you've seen them kind of struggle before when they got some sort of deficit.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you go back to last year, right? You know, right before they went on that roll, the Ravens lost to Cleveland, and I think it was a pretty large scoring game. You know, somebody scored in the 40s, I want to say. But they lost to Cleveland, and they were behind from almost the jump, and they really had a tough time catching up because they were just trying to match at that point. But yeah, they're a totally different offense and a totally different team when you jump out to a lead on them. There's just, you know, I don't know. And I got to tell you, I feel so lopsided about this game. I hate the way that I feel about this game.
Listen, I hear you. You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way how to X and O it, right? Because I agree with you. I think on paper, it's Route, right? Like, you know, I mean, again, linebackers and safeties, you know, other than Darius Slay, who I love, you know, maybe he can neutralize Brown. You know, maybe McLeod, who has kind of played, I think he's played well. He's a gamer, he's smart, and he's a veteran. It's just tough. It's a tough matchup with those linebackers and those safeties. So, you know, we'll see. I'm just trying to figure out a way where, Tyler, you can pressure. And, you know, again, we know about Schwartz. He doesn't like the pressure. But he's going to have to do that to Lamar Jackson to have any kind of chance.
Well, yeah, and that's where it kind of plays into the one strength of the Eagles' defense this year so far. I mean, what do they have? 19 sacks, 20 sacks now, something along those lines?
Right.
And the front four runs deep. It's not just the starters. It's Josh Sweat, and it's you know, it's a lot of great talent that they have on that front four. They're going to have to put pressure without trying to over blitz, because that's when they do end up almost getting, you know, behind or getting pushed around the pocket. That's when Lamar steps up and makes big plays.
Yeah, I know. And then conversely, I don't know. You have any answers to why Ertz is not vertical? Because I think he should be more vertical. I've been saying it for a long time.
I have no answer, no clue. And I try to take the best cues from the best guys, you know, the best football minds that I know. And a lot of them, they don't have a clue. So yeah. I don't know, man.
I know. And that's one of the things. He's going to have to be a big part of Sunday. He and Sanders are going to have to be a big part. Marlon Humphrey's a hell of a player. So, you know, we'll see. Anyway, we got lots to get to. We'll dive through the Eagles and everything else. We'll dive over all the lines on Sunday. Brad Feinberg, who is the NBC sports betting analyst. I love Brad. Will join us coming up to kind of go through some of the games and do all that. He's terrific. One quick NBA stuff, because it was on my mind. It looks like Ty Lue is going to be with the Clippers. And Daryl Morey is out in Houston. How about that, Ty? Daryl Morey steps down in Houston. I think it could pave the way for Van Gundy.
That's a totally new crew now, because they obviously need a coach. They need a GM. I guess they're going to get a chance to mold that team the way that they want to. But when you kind of commit to the small ball three-point shooting game like they did, it's going to be tough to break that mold if you want somebody a different type of game in there.
I know. Anyway, I like Dave Yeager as an addition to Doc Staff. That's another basketball guy that you got going. So that's good. Anyway, we got lots to get to. Here's your phone number, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cousins Corner, and we're live at Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem, home of the Parks Casino Sportsbook app.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back live at Parks Casino Street Road in Ben Salem. We're live at the Sportsbook. Don't forget to download the Sportsbook app for Parks Casino. They got an odds boost for everybody, new and existing members, on the game Sunday, Birds game in Philly. 25% odds boost. Go to pa.parkscasino.com. download the app and you get the odds boost. They got all kinds of good deals. Use code Fanatic. You also get a risk-free bet for $500. You're going to be 21. You're going to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, everybody, sit tight because we'll open up the phone lines a little bit. But joining us is the betting analyst for NBC Sports Philly. And, of course, right here you hear him on the show every week. He's the best. Brad Feinberg on the Comcast Business Hotline. Brad!
Good evening, my friend. Good evening. Hope look forward to getting some winners out to everyone this weekend, and look forward to discussing some great games this the entire weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, so let's get it started, brother, with the hometown squad, Birds, Ravens, Baltimore 7.5.
Yep.
You sussing this one out? What are you feeling for the Eagles?
Well, you know, it's interesting, just from a matchup perspective with the Eagles linebackers. Now, I know that Baltimore's really been kind of disappointing offensively. I mean, especially for what they were last year. But I do fear, from Philadelphia's point of view, if Philadelphia is going to be able to stop them, because I don't like their linebacker play and stopping, like, the run and stuff like that. I just don't know if this is a good matchup for them. What I did in this game was, there was a lot of games this week, Anthony, and one of my favorite things to do as a bettor is to do a teaser. And a teaser is when you get it used, you know, either anywhere between 6 and 7 points per game, okay? But you have to win both sides of the bet. You have to win both games. And Baltimore is laying 7.5 points. I teased them down to 1.5. I took 6-point teasers, and I took them to only lay 1.5, which a bunch of other games this week, like I teased. Tampa Bay was getting 2. I took them getting 8. Dallas was getting 2.5. I took them getting 8.5. When you do a teaser and you go through the numbers 3 and 7, which are the two most important numbers for any bet you're going to make, because the most popular games to land on are the numbers 3 and 7. Those are the best teasers to do. And I feel like Baltimore really should win the game. Will they win by 8 or more? I think they will. But my handicap was, I thought the better play was putting them some teasers.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, when you match up X and O, it's difficult because of Eagles linebackers and safeties. However, I will say this. The Eagles have been good against the run. Now, Lamar provides...
It's a different kind of run, though.
I was about to say that. that Lamar is a different beast when it comes, and he provides a different look to their run game. And a lot's going to have to do with containment and those guys on the edges being disciplined. And we've...
Well, Anthony,
go ahead, buddy.
No. You got it.
Finish the thought.
What I was going to say was, from a Philadelphia point of view, Anthony, and I, you know, listen, I always, you know, while I do this professionally to make money, I always root, all things being equal, for the Philadelphia teams. I'm from Philadelphia. I've always loved the Philadelphia teams. I thought Carson Wentz last week showed some flashes of being back to, like, he had a couple plays where he avoided sacks and, like, kind of had those old Carson Wentz plays pre-ACL injury where I felt like he showed, I thought, I mean, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I thought that was his best performance of the year last week against, listen, I know Pittsburgh was the best defense they faced, and they scored 29 points, which really, you know, that has to be enough. When you score 29 on Pittsburgh, you got to win that game.
Yeah.
No excuses. You got to win that game. If your offense can score 29 on Pittsburgh, you have to find a way to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can't let Chase Claypool let loose like that.
No.
It's still,
I mean,
mind-boggling.
He could have had 5 touchdowns. They called one back.
Yeah, it's still mind-boggling last play, but whatever. When I'm looking at, I mean, I can't even talk about it anymore. One area where the Eagles... I think the Eagles have to start out quicker, and you never know if you get a lead. Because to me, the one thing that could point in the Eagles' favor should they get a lead is Lamar's only real weakness, his Achilles heel, is bringing him back. Because the offense is more of a front runner offense, right? Run the ball, then go over the top. It doesn't lend itself to scoring a lot of points quickly.
It's a great point by you, and you see, it's interesting, you see their record. I think they're like, with Lamar, they have 3 losses in his career. that won to Tennessee where they fell behind 14-0 in the playoff game, and the games against Mahomes where they've fallen behind every game. They have not lost anyone else. They play bully ball where, yeah, if you fall behind them, they're a very tough team to beat. I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, maybe that's even a game where, you know, most 99% of the time the coaches defer when they get the kickoff, but maybe you want to get the ball first and against this team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because they really seem to – Harbaugh is obviously an excellent coach. I think one of the five best in pro football. But I will say this. Part of that, in my opinion, Anthony, has to fall on him where he has to say, okay, we're down 14-0 or we're down 14-3, whatever it is. Look, there's 3.5 quarters left in this game. The sky's not falling. Having watched all those games they've lost, I felt that Harbaugh or the coordinator, whoever you want to pin it on, went to that, the sky is falling. Almost like on a diet, trying to lose 25 pounds in one day. It's not easy to do. It takes a little bit of time. I feel like what Baltimore did was they try to score too many points too quick, as opposed to being patient and trusting that if they stick with their offense, before you know it, it could be 14-7 or 14-10, and now we're right there. I think he's panicked. And, I don't know if they're going to continue to do that, but I agree. This is a huge spot is, can Philadelphia get the lead? Can they get the lead? And if they can, they absolutely have a shot at winning this game. Again, I do think that Baltimore is definitely the better team. I'm not saying in there that anyone doesn't know. And I feel comfortable taking him in a teaser, but laying 7.5 points, for the reasons you said, look, Philadelphia definitely, if they get off to a good beginning, they absolutely can hang in this game. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Now, have you looked at any props?
Well, the props really, Anthony, it's funny.
No, I know they haven't come out yet, but I don't know if you're waiting on any.
That's my favorite thing to do is doing the props, but unfortunately, they're really not out yet. They'll start to come out maybe some tomorrow, which is when I will start doing my work on the props I want to do or whatnot. But it was interesting last week, and again, the lines makers are obviously sharp people. I was looking forward to taking Miles Sanders under rushing yards because no one can run on Pittsburgh. But they made the total so low, I was like, I almost liked the over. They made it 54, and then boom, he had that 80-yard touchdown run, but that was his only good run of the entire game. But I do think this will be the low total game. I think it's going to be hard for Philadelphia to score. Baltimore's defense.
47.5 is the total here.
It's funny, but Anthony, it's funny. This year, the average score is 51 points. A lot of it is because holding penalties have been cut down drastically this year, which is something as bettors we have to adjust to. Like, people like scoring. People love fantasy football. They like points. They like the college aspect of the game. And what's happened is, I have no doubt there was an edict from the NFL to only call holding if it's really imperative to the play. Don't just call it for the sake of calling it. And we're seeing the scoring's gone from 46 to over 51 a game. That's over 10% a game. And people like the scoring. It leads to people enjoying it more. But as a bettor, I better adjust and not just, if I'm taking an under, I really better like the under. Because with the rules, the way they are now, Anthony, it's harder for these unders to cash.
I got one prop for when they come out for you to look at.
Yep. Talk to me.
Devin Duvernay to score. And maybe even score multiple.
Chase Claypool-esque. Look, he obviously was a very accomplished player at Texas, and he has the speed.
Yes. And looking at the Eagles when it comes to, the end around and those jet sweeps.
Oh, God, they've gotten killed, Anthony.
Yes, and they like to run Devernay. You're right, out of Texas, speed guy. He's a guy I'd look at could be a problem. Because remember, you can get him as a ball carrier, and who knows, you're right.
That's a great idea by you, because you know what? You will be getting, anyone listening there, like Parks has great prop bets on everything, which makes it so fun. It's one of my favorite things of the game. There's everything now for a gambler. You can bet the game. You could bet how many yards a player will have. And Parks has more props than anyone. It's incredible. And there's so much fun stuff that they offer. And they're going to give, I guarantee, good odds on Duvernay to score a touchdown. And if you're looking for a long shot bet, I absolutely could see that, because you're right. That has been the Eagles' Achilles heel for sure. And he has the speed to rip off a long run and get a touchdown or get it on even on a special teams play. I definitely could see that. I absolutely could.
All right, let's go through the rest of the NFL after we tackle the Eagles. What stands out in the 1 o'clock games? Which games do you like?
You know, it's interesting. Minnesota versus Atlanta. I don't think Atlanta's decision to fire Dan Quinn, Anthony, is going to pay dividends. When I've watched Matt Ryan this year, and I didn't think it was going to happen to him, but it has in my, he's looked old and not good. And Phil Rivers, same thing. Some of these quarterbacks that have had, you know, borderline, Drew Brees, I don't think it's looked nearly as good. Some of these quarterbacks who have had great careers, there's always a point where you're like, okay, I'm not as good as I used to be. I definitely think we've seen that now with Matt Ryan. Minnesota, on the other hand, even without Dalvin Cook this week, last two games against Houston, played really well and won. Really outplayed Seattle last week, which was, I was very impressed with them. I think they're going to cover this game. I made this line closer to 6, 6.5, because I think Minnesota is just, even with the coaching change, usually probing gamblers look to back the team that just made the coaching change because there's like a renewed energy and whatnot. But I just think this Atlanta team being 0-5, I don't know if they're going to get that little bump that most teams get. And if Julio Jones doesn't play, I really do like Minnesota.
Yeah, that, and again, remember, guys, that's if that game gets even played because of what's going on.
Yeah,
in Atlanta,
exactly. If that game gets played, but that's another distraction for the Atlanta side.
Yes.
Which would make me like the game even more. Because, listen, if you're looking to bet these games, you're looking for any kind of edge you can get, Anthony. And at Gamble, I'm looking for any kind of edge. And listen, if you're getting a distraction, okay, for COVID and your practice facility was shut down, or the media questioning you, whatever it is, that's a distraction. And if that affects your performance 1%, 2%, 5%, whatever it is, that could be the difference between covering a game and not covering a game. Not to sound trite, but it's just true. It's because I always say these people are human beings. We're not robots we're betting on. And people, you know, these things affect human beings. And that is another reason, good point by you, why I would definitely be on the Minnesota side.
Any other ones? I mean, I'm looking at New England's a 9.5-point favorite. That's steep.
I'll see the New England game. If Drew Lock plays, I would be on the I'd be on the Denver side if Drew Lock plays.
Right.
I think if Drew Lock plays, I think they could actually. It wouldn't even shock me if they won the game.
I agree.
I'm not still all in on New England yet. Obviously they have the best coach, and Cam Newton has played really well. Credit to him. But once I get confirmation that Drew Lock is 100% playing, Denver's actually a game I'm looking to bet because I think they can hang with them.
So do I.
I think with Drew Lock, they can actually score enough points to keep that somewhat close. And that, as you said, that's a lot of points. I'm definitely on that side. I'm just waiting for confirmation that Drew Lock is playing. And another game in the 1 o'clock area, I was looking at Cleveland, but with Odell being questionable, I'm not going to go there. But I think Carolina, and I know you know obviously the head coach there, Anthony. I know you know him very well, and you've credit to you. You told me at the way beginning, watch out, Carolina. Because this guy is just going to knock their socks off.
Great coach.
And yeah, well, you see again, when you get a coach, when you get a great coach, it changes the whole culture. I'm very impressed with that team. I was not as high on Teddy Bridgewater as others were, but I'm not a stubborn person. When I watch people and they impress me, I always am open minded, saying, you know what? Maybe I didn't handicap that right. Maybe I didn't see that right. Teddy Bridgewater, to me, first of all, he's had great moves on his runs. He looks like really mobile, and he's throwing the ball great. Robbie Anderson, free agent signing, has been incredible for them. All the Bears keep doing is winning these lucky games. Again, I give them credit for that for sure. But I really feel like Carolina's been the better team. And that line's been bet down a little bit now. It was at closer to 3. Now I'm seeing like there's a lot of like 1.5s or whatnot out there. I think that Carolina's, you know, I think that they're actually, I think they're the better team, and I think they're going to win that game. I made that line 3. So when you get a line, anytime you're betting a team as a pro handicapper, if you make a line 3 and it's less than 3, it's an automatic bet.
I will tell you this too. All right, I will tell you that, I think Carolina is looking at the Bears like a barometer.
Absolutely.
In other words, to find out about who they are. So
sure.
I think, just put it this way, I think they're looking forward to it. I mean, they look forward to every game, but there's that.
They're in first place. Yep. They're still in first place. They're a three-way tie in first place. If they win this game, and Tampa Bay obviously is a tough one against Green Bay, you know, they could be in first place all by themselves. And so much of sports is confidence. And when they're excited, now they're playing. I mean, again, and they're doing all this without Christian McCaffrey.
Yep, without a doubt. Going through the lines this weekend, going through all the games with our betting analyst, Brad Feinberg, NBC Sports Philly. All right, Brad, so as we keep going down the list, there's some bad ones like the Jets and the Dolphins. Well, I mean, can you believe the Dolphins would be a 9.5-point favorite?
I actually did make a bet. Now, I got, again, one of the things it's interesting to do, and as again, it's a lot of times it behooves people. If you can get something early, if you spot something, a line that you think is off, you can bet it early. I bet under 51 in that because I actually made that total 45, and it was 51 I got. Now I think it's still like 47.5 or 48. I just can't. Any Jets game, I'll automatically go under a total that high. I think they're that bad on offense. And even though they certainly don't have a great defense, I think they could hold the Jets. I mean, I think they could hold Miami to less than 30. And I don't think the Jets can score on anyone. So I did like under in that one, even though it's an ugly game. But then, obviously, the best game of the day is probably going to be the Green Bay-Tampa Bay game. I actually think Tampa Bay should have been favored here. And I did take Tampa Bay in a bunch of teasers. I teased them getting over a touchdown in a lot of games. But, you know, this Green Bay team's gotten off to a spectacular start, Anthony. But look at who they played. I mean, their defenses they have faced, okay? They faced the number 32nd ranked Atlanta team, number 29 Detroit team. Minnesota is towards the bottom. New Orleans, I don't think, has a tremendous defense. Now they're facing what I consider to be a top three defense. I think Tampa Bay is going to win this game. I actually have these teams ranked even. So, and I do give a little bit of the home field for Tampa Bay. I made Tampa Bay a slight favorite here. They're a slight dog. So I like Tampa Bay to beat Green Bay in this spot.
Wow, look at that. Like, it's funny, that's a game where I just look at it and go, that's a flip a coin. But I completely see where you're coming from with it. I really do.
I know Green Bay's, I mean, Tampa Bay's been a little banged up injury-wise with some of their wide receivers, but I think they're just as good as Green Bay. I think Green Bay is, obviously, look, Rodgers has looked phenomenal so far. Phenomenal. Give the, you know, second best player in the league year-to-date, probably after Russell Wilson, but, I don't know. I think that he's going to have a hard time against the Tampa Bay defense. I do believe that.
It's kind of a gross day, right? It's weird because you got two great games Monday night in the doubleheader, but in reality, the day is gross, right? You know, listen, I'll be in on it. I love watching the NFL, so Sunday I'm in. Obviously, Eagles. I'll watch the night game, but the Sunday night game, I don't know, give people something to watch. Rams and Niners. Did the Niners come back after that thrashing at the hands of the Dolphins?
Anthony, it's a very interesting game. People like, you know, Parks does this all the time, too. They have what's called a look-ahead line, okay? And where they'll put up a line for, like, the week before, you know, for week six games, they'll put it up a week before. So if you want to bet 2 weeks in advance, you can do that. And the look-ahead line for this game was, the 49ers were laying 3. So based on one game...
Hey, wait, real quick, hold your thoughts.
6.5 points.
Wait, Brad, hold your thoughts. We got breaking news. According to Adam Schefter, Le'Veon Bell signs with the Chiefs.
Wow.
He's expected to sign with Kansas City. So the rich get richer. With Le'Veon Bell going to Kansas City, Andy gets another toy for the chest. What are you thinking of that?
I mean, certainly, I really do like Edwards-Helaire. I thought he was doing a pretty nice job for them. But listen, you could never have too much. But we see all the injuries this year in football, Anthony.
Yeah.
You can never have too many quality players. And look, is Le'Veon Bell still a quality player? I don't know if he is or isn't, quite frankly, but... You know what? That was obviously a toxic situation, playing in an impossible situation in New York. Going to Kansas City, I'm sure he'll be revitalized. Yeah, a smart, great Kansas City is a great organization. They've taken guys that have been, reclamation project, so to speak, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, guys like that. And they've had a lot of success with it. So, I think it's obviously a good move for Kansas City for sure.
How does that affect the balance of power?
I don't think it affects it even a little bit. I don't think it will not affect the line. It will not. A guy like Le'Veon Bell, look, he was just released. Let's not overrate the situation. And he said the last 2 years, it's been 3 years since Le'Veon Bell put up good stats. So, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire was playing really well for them anyway. So I think it's more of a depth move. It's just another good player to have on your team move. But in terms of the future market, well, Kansas City, they're already the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Right. I know if they become more steep.
It's not really going to change that. And It won't change the line even a half point this week. He will not affect the needle.
Well, I don't think so. Or this week, but I was just curious.
Not from a gambling point of view, but from a practical point of view, it certainly helps the Chiefs team because, again, anytime he's better than Darrell Williams. Williams was the backup.
Yeah.
To Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
And he catches the ball out of the backfield.
An upgrade. Catches the ball out of the backfield. And he's a professional. He knows how to play. And going to that situation, it's like, who's not going to be excited playing with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce? It's going to be an instant excitement for him. So I expect him to play much better. But it's actually probably, again, if you like Kansas City, I think you can bet them right now, and it's not really going to, the line really won't be affected. So my advice would be to you is if anyone likes them on a future to win the Super Bowl, to win the AFC, to win the division, or in this game, if you took them, I don't think it's going to be affected in the line. So that's a case where if you think you can get an advantage, it may be a time to bet it would be right now.
All right, I interrupted you with the news. So your thought, Niners. Trying to run down off of that.
Look, I'm saying, Anthony, it's very rare that you see a look-ahead line for just 1 week, the line to move 6.5 points. It is so rare. It almost barring an injury, that almost never happens. I mean, almost never. But we saw the Rams, their score against Washington was, you want to talk about the most deceiving 20-point game I've ever seen? That game could have been 200 points. I think Washington had about 100 yards of total offense. They couldn't even get a first down. The Rams, you know, really, they're one blown call away from being 5-0 against Buffalo. So that was a team that is really, they've really played well. Great coach. Now, this is for San Francisco, Anthony. We're going to get an all-in effort. They have one of the best coaches in Kyle Shanahan. The problem with the 49ers is, and I always say, when coaches say injuries are no excuse, I always say it's the biggest excuse because you don't have your top players, how could it not affect you? And we are seeing a 49er team that does not have their defensive stars. They traded away Buckner to the Colts for a first-round pick. That has hurt them tremendously. They lose Bosa, who's probably maybe one of the five best defensive players in the league. They've lost Richard Sherman, who was their top cornerback. It's very hard, and they've also lost other defensive linemen, Solomon Thomas. They've lost three of their four starting defensive linemen. It's very hard to compete when you lose your top players. I know it's going to be an all-in effort from them. I certainly am not going to be laying 3.5 points in that game. I'd be on the 49ers' side, but this is a game I'm probably going to be on the sidelines.
All right. I mentioned the doubleheader Monday. Fantastic. The Chiefs laying 4 at Buffalo. Buffalo, we just saw Tuesday night. Tough game, man. They were in Tennessee. Josh Allen looked so good, and he struggled. Tuesday night, the whole team, it was a tough spot. Tennessee played great football, but now they got to turn around, sure week, even though it's Monday night and you got Kansas City looming.
It's such an interesting game. I've watched Buffalo in every one of their games, and what's interesting about Buffalo is before the year, I think not just me, but any pro handicapper, any prognosticator, an analyst just for NFL would have said, okay, Buffalo, we know they have a great defense. How's Josh Allen going to be? Well, Josh Allen to me this year has looked like a young John Elway. I mean, the athleticism, the arm strength, he's looked incredible.
Yeah,
but their defense has looked washed. It's looked horrible. Their pass defense especially has been abysmal.
They can't get any pressure.
But no, and they have been, to me, their defense has been as big a disappointment as any individual unit in the NFL this year, in my opinion. I think it's, when they were 4-0, I'm not going to say it was fool's gold because I know, I mean, Allen's been that good, but I knew it was going to be hard for this team to keep winning when their defense is that bad.
Yeah.
Now, Kansas City, you know, they've had some real offensive line problems, Anthony. Like, that is a team, watching that Raiders game, I mean, they couldn't protect Mahomes. So, But I do think, look, the over-under in that game is around 57. I do think both teams are going to score 28 or higher. I would be very surprised. Like, if one team was held to 24, I'd be like, wow, kudos to the defense. Because I think both these defenses are going to struggle against each other's defense. I know 57 is a crazy high total. But having watched both these teams this year, I expose both teams. I expect very few punts in this game. And I think that I think both teams will be in the 30s. I think it's going to be a great game to watch.
Yeah, I do too. And that's the 5 o'clock game on Monday. The next game is another, I think, over, because the Cowboys are playing. Anytime the Cowboys are playing, it's an over because how bad their defense is. Arizona and Kyler Murray should go wild on the Cowboys' defense.
You know, it's interesting, Anthony. Like, Dallas is a team, again, you look at all the things that have happened to them. Like, before the year, my two, like, all-in NFC bets were on Dallas and Seattle. And it's interesting. Both these teams have been, their defenses have been so bad, and it's been very frustrating rooting for these teams. And Dallas is obviously done, but Dallas has lost 4 starting offensive linemen for the year. They have, they lose Dak Prescott for the year. They've lost all the good defensive players on their team have been injured. I mean, I've never seen so many injuries just throughout the NFL this year, and it's really killed their team. Arizona, even though they're 3-2, Anthony, I know it sounds weird to say this. I thought they were even going to look better than they have. I know that kind of maybe sounds a little off because 3-2 is a good record. But I thought they would even be a little better than they've been. I thought Dallas was going to be a slight favorite here. They're a slight underdog. And again, what I did was here, Anthony, I teased Dallas up to getting like 8 points in a bunch of games. So I think it's going to be hard for Arizona to win this game by double digits. So I went that route. I think that Dallas' first game with while Dak is clearly a better quarterback than Andy Dalton, what I'm hoping from a Dallas point of view is maybe this will force Coach McCarthy to say, you know what? How do we want to win games? We need to win games, we need to keep our defense off the field. Let's run Zeke Elliott more. Let's have drive, time-consuming drive to keep our defense off the field. The only way a team like Dallas can win is if their defense is playing 25 minutes, 26 minutes. When they're on the field for 34 minutes, Anthony, they have no chance.
Yeah.
So maybe, as opposed to playing this up-tempo offense with Dak Prescott, where it's pass, 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 let's see how fast we can score, they're going to calm down and have a more measured approach, because I think that's the only way this team can win is to keep their own defense off the field.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, quickly, while we have you, the college card, it's such a weird year with college football. And you got,
it's
amazing with Alabama and Georgia, which is the big game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
No Saban because of COVID.
It's so interesting. You always say to yourself, okay, what is Bill Belichick worth? What is Nick Saban worth? Well, we found out. This line moved, Anthony, from Alabama -6 to Alabama -3.5 in most spots. So they gave Coach Saban 2.5 points, which is, to me, a huge bump. Now, I tend to think that for a one-game absence that Alabama should be able to overcome this. I had an opinion on Alabama laying 6. I am now going to bet Alabama laying 3.5. I just think matchup-wise, I've watched Georgia these 3 games. They can't run the ball. I don't like their offense even a little bit.
Not a little.
And Alabama,
same thing. Alabama can look. Their defense isn't what
on anyone.
But their offense is ridiculous. Like, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Najee Harris is great. Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith. They're going to score even against a very good Georgia defense. If I'm Alabama now facing Georgia's offense, I'm going to feel like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. You know, they're actually going to face an offense they can somewhat handle. And I think this line is really cheap at this point. I really like Alabama here. It's actually probably my best college game right now.
Yeah, I can see. It's funny because you play quarterback for Alabama. Look who you're playing with. Look at the skill guys. Look at the offensive line. You got to be wary of anybody of any Alabama quarterback because of what he has.
It's amazing the weapons that he has. And look, I'm watching Henry Ruggs in the NFL. That guy is going to be
my God, yes,
absolutely
Judy,
superstar,
sleek,
I mean,
and smooth,
tremendous,
yeah, amazing.
It's a factory, Anthony. Every year, it's the same thing. It's like it's reload, and it's you're absolutely right.
Hey, 30 seconds. You got any other games for the peeps?
I will say that NC State Duke, I thought NC State deserved to be closer to a 7-point favorite. NC State, behind Devin Leary, has played well this year at quarterback. They've only lost one game. They beat what I think is a decent Pitt team and decent Virginia team. Duke's 1-4. I made this line closer to 7. I laid 3.5 earlier in the week. And an interesting game that I do think, I think Arkansas-Ole Miss will be an interesting game. I think Matt Corral is a really good, underrated quarterback for Ole Miss. I think that'll be an exciting game. Some respected handicappers gave out Arkansas, which has lowered that line from 3.5 down to almost pick 'em. So I kind of think there's been a little bit of an overreaction, and I think Ole Miss will still find a way to win that game, and I think that'll be a good one.
Here it is, Brad Feinberg on the Comcast Business Hotline, NBC Sports Philly. And he'll give you the big brain tomorrow at 1:15 with his 7 picks in 7 minutes. Yeah, we'll throw some stuff. So if you need some more stuff, we'll have them. Brad, great stuff, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
I love it, buddy. Thank you. Good luck to everyone out there. And Anthony, thanks for having me on, as always. I always appreciate it.
Always the best, Brad Feinberg. Well, hope you enjoyed it. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good nuggets for the weekend, some good geek out football talk. I love the reason why I actually really like Tyler. The reason why I really love, and I love Brad's a great guy. He knows what he's doing. But you get to geek out on all the games. Not even the gambling piece of it, just to be able to talk football.
It's funny too, Ann, because the way that you're kind of geeking out over football. I was just talking with Devon here, and I was talking about the Tampa Bay Rays team and how much I love watching them play and just geeking out over baseball the way that you're doing it over football right now. It's great.
How about a Rosarena hit another one?
Guy's unreal. That's zero home runs until September. He now has 13.
It's sick. Unbelievable. Well, I can't wait to listen to you guys. That's right. Devon coming up next. Tyler will be beside of everybody. Great stuff. Thank you for hanging. As always, Cousins Corner live from Parks Casino, Street Road. Download the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.